Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
How robust is your set of processes for winning new customers? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to focus on the front wheel of your bicycle, the processes necessary to consistently and confidently win new customers. Now, I know the promise I make on this podcast is to focus on a single topic each week, so we don't try to bite off more than we can chew. And I know that winning new customers, while a single topic, requires the seamless connection between several different aspects of your business. But because our goal is to get results for your business, we're going to tackle this big topic in one sitting. We can always step back and dive even deeper into each subsection later, but for today, I'd like to make sure you understand the connected nature of the critical elements required to do this well. And what I really like about our topic today is that I can truly use my bike as a working metaphor for our discussion. If you don't know it already, I'm kind of fond of the bike metaphor. Years ago, I used it to help grow a small manufacturing business into a market leader. And since then, I've used the bike to help hundreds of business owners understand and recognize the interconnections between all functions of their business, and ultimately to tune up their bike and make it go much faster. As a cyclist, I find myself seeing bikes everywhere, even when I'm in a business-to-business networking meeting. I'm visualizing each person's business as a bike and trying to identify the parts that need to be adjusted or tuned up. I know, I'm not much fun at these kinds of events because I get my mind all wrapped around in bike parts and I walk around thinking like a technician, making adjustments, turning wrenches, and straightening parts in my mind. So you can just be glad we're not meeting in person today. You simply get to listen to me geek out on the bike metaphor while you think about how well and consistently you're winning new customers for your business. As we get started, I want to remind you that in business, just like on a bike, there are only two places where the rubber truly meets the road. On a bike, these are obviously the front wheel and the back wheel. In your business, these represent your ability to win new customers, the front wheel, and your ability to serve those customers, the back wheel. So let's talk more about the front wheel of your bike. If you've ever looked closely at a front wheel of a bicycle, you may have noticed that it's made up of essentially three parts: the hub, the center part that attaches to the frame of the bike, the spokes, the many slender rods that give the wheel its strength and rigidity, and the tire itself, the rubber that gives you the grip on the road. It turns out that there are also three main elements that must fit tightly together for you to be able to consistently and confidently win new customers for your business. Let's explore each of them in detail. Let's start with the hub. The hub of the wheel represents the definition of your ideal customer. Just as the hub attaches to the frame of your bike, the clear, concise, and complete definition of your ideal customer is what must be attached to the frame of your business. What that means is that everything your business is about, the processes you use, the people you hire, the strategies you follow, must be centered around your ideal customer. To get a clear picture of this, think about the differences between the ideal customers for a fast food restaurant and those of a five-star fine dining restaurant. Because the ideal customer is different, the businesses are going to use different processes, hire different people, and follow different strategies. So it should go without saying that if we're going to be great at winning new customers for our business, we must get a firm grip on the definition of our ideal customer, because our success will depend upon how well we fulfill their wants and needs, their dreams and their desires. But far too many business owners haven't taken the time to capture and document the definition of their ideal customer. So as a result, when someone comes along with the willingness and means to pay for their product or service, they gladly serve them as if they were their ideal customer, when oftentimes they're far from it. Why is that such a big deal, you ask? Well, because when you think of the customers that typically are never satisfied or are a pain in the neck to work with, I'd suggest that most of the time it's because they don't fit the definition of our ideal customer. So here's an exercise for you to do. Find an empty chair, a pad of paper, and a pen. Sit down in front of the empty chair and imagine that your ideal customer, your dream customer, is sitting in the chair in front of you. First, I want you to write down everything you know or think you know about that person demographically, socially, and educationally. Write down their age, their income level, the neighborhoods they live in, the cars they drive. Are they married? Do they have children? Do they travel a lot? Everything you can think of, just write it down. Now I want you to write down everything that you believe that customer is thinking about when they're buying or using a product or service in your industry. What are their dreams? What are their desires? What do they fear most? What might they have experienced in the past, both good and bad? Don't stop until you have a couple of pages of notes. The more, the better. And if possible, write things using the words or phrases that they might use. Using their words rather than yours is always better and more powerful. Now, once you're finished, you should have a very clear picture of your ideal customer. And guess what? The dreams, desires, fears, and worries you've written down are excellent words and phrases you could use in your marketing messages or your social media posts. Those who hear or read the words you use can and will relate to them and are very likely to be your ideal customers. Once you have completed this exercise, you can move on to the spokes. The spokes represent your marketing strategies. Now think about the front wheel of a bike again and notice how many spokes there are on the wheel. You'll probably find more than just a few. Most bikes have 20 or 30 spokes. If they have fewer, each one's probably more solid and more sturdy. The reason they have so many spokes is because the spokes give the wheel its strength and keep it turning true without side-to-side movement. And it turns out that the same concept applies to your marketing strategies. To keep a steady flow of new leads or prospects coming to you consistently, you must have more than just a few marketing strategies. I've seen business owners try to run or grow their business using just one or two marketing strategies, and it never seems to work. Their flow of new opportunities comes in fits and starts. Sometimes there are plenty, but other times there are none. I often suggest that you aim for 6 to 8 solid marketing strategies for your business. This will give you enough solid leads to allow you to have a steady flow of prospects you can take through your sales process, which we'll talk about in a minute. Now, you may be wondering what these 6 to 8 marketing strategies may be. Well, they may be strategies like joining a networking group, posting on social media, joining a chamber of commerce, building an email list and sending out email campaigns, sponsoring a local event or charity, hiring an outside salesperson, implementing a cold calling campaign, or generating website leads using SEO and other online marketing tools. The key here is to pick those that are right and best to reach your ideal customer. Then, test and measure whether they work or not. As you go along, you can make small adjustments to your messages and your methods and continue to test and measure. Done well, This iterative process can generate some great results and give you a steady, solid flow of qualified leads to take through your sales process. Now, lastly, let's talk about the tire, the rubber on your wheel. This is where you get traction with the surface you're riding on. The tire represents your sales process, the step-by-step process you take each prospect or new lead through so they can learn enough about you and your business to get comfortable enough to pull out their wallet and give you their credit card. Just like the tire on a bike, you want to have good grip and good traction as you ride. You don't want your tire slipping or sliding. It doesn't end well when that happens. The same is true in business. If you have slippage or sliding in your sales process, the outcome is often not a good one. You miss a step of the process or forget to respond timely to an inquiry, and the prospect assumes that you're not all that interested in them, so they go elsewhere to get what they need or want. But here's what I often find. When I ask business owners to tell me the step-by-step process that they use, I get a lot of blank stares. Not many of them have a step-by-step process. Or if they do have one, it's on paper only. And when I go talk to the folks on their sales team, each have their own unique sales approach. And you might ask, so why is that a big deal? Why can't everyone just have their own approach? Sales is unique, different. It depends upon the personality doing the selling, isn't it? Well, here's how I would respond. If everyone on your team does selling their own way, which one's the best way? Which one gets the best results? Wouldn't you want to know? And if you did know, wouldn't you want everyone using the best approach? It would be better for your business, wouldn't it? And isn't the best way also best for your new customer? I would think so. They seem to get all the information and details they need to make a good buying decision, which sounds like what you want. So in the end, I'm a fan of defining the best sales process and having everyone use it. Then over time, as you gain more insights, do more reps, and measure the outcomes, you can always modify or change the process to make it even better. So there you have it. Three critically important elements that you must get right to consistently and confidently win new customers. I hope that makes sense to you. Now, let me restate that. I hope that whenever you look at a bike, your eyes land on the front wheel and subconsciously you ask yourself, have I defined my ideal customer with enough detail? As you check to see if the hub is tightly connected to the frame. And do I have 6 to 8 marketing strategies that provide me with a steady flow of good qualified leads as you count the spokes on the wheel and see if they're tight and secure? And have I defined the step-by-step sales process that everyone will use to help my prospects make a good purchase decision as you check for the tread on the tire and squeeze it to make sure there's enough air to get good traction? Do this, and you'll position your business to be among the best in your industry at defining, attracting, and securing your ideal customers. It's the unspoken dream of every business owner that I've ever met with. And now, it can be your dream too. As always, I want you to know that if you have specific questions about this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. I'd be glad to help you think through the three critical elements of winning new customers so you can enjoy a steady flow of new customers who truly enjoy working with you. Lastly, share this podcast episode with a fellow business owner. Let them know this is one that was made especially for them. They'll appreciate you for the share. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss setting expectations for future roles. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, just shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourdeprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourdeprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.